Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came. Oh, it came.
You
need a man too.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual on a motherfucking Wednesday, having some fun, getting ready to kick back, relax, have a little fun, do what we do like we always do. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
Oh, shit, you on time?
Yes, I'm on time.
That's good to hear. Yeah, I ain't like always my ass. Oh, you gonna have fun tonight, Miss Sexy. What's happening?
Hey, y'all.
What's the business, baby?
None. I've been trying to hear the intro for the longest, so I finally got to hear it. So.
Hey, so let me ask you. What do y'all think about the intro? I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, it is. It's very different.
Right. I like it.
I like it.
He said that dick is so amazing.
Yeah, it's very, it's good. I like it.
He said it'll keep your ass from aging.
Listen to you, you clown.
I wish I knew how to see. Well, if I knew how to see, well, I'd be a bad motherfucker. I'd be on this motherfucker just.
Yeah.
I'd be KC and JoJo and my ass off, but I can't sing.
Yeah, leave it in the intro. It sounded good.
Hey, but you know, and that's the bad part about it, man. The mole man can sing his ass off. And that's the one thing he didn't bless me with. He didn't bless me with the voice.
Well, you got to, you know, take what God gave you or gave whatever he blessed you with.
Ah, he blessed me, though. He blessed me.
That's right.
Yes, he did. Wait till SinCityRadioShow.com come back on. Let's see. We going full frontal. We don't act an ass. So, ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
Good.
I'm good.
I'm going to tell y'all, man. I'm trying to geek myself up, but God damn it, I'm tired. I tried to get me a nap in. That didn't work. I tried to drink me some tequila. That ain't do nothing but tired, but as we all know, the show must go on.
Mm.
We all know if I take me an intermission, and well, y'all know that if y'all notice that I get real quiet, I'm drinking.
You ain't gonna fall asleep
like
the other
shrine. Damn. Why you gotta bring that up? I fell asleep one time. Out of 4 years, I fell asleep one time. I'm pretty sure Tom joined it and had his days too. Shit.
I don't know.
Man, that day I was burning the candle at both ends. I was, oh my God. I'm working, trying to do the show. Hey, y'all know it's a one man show now. God damn, y'all got stop me out, Debo. One man show now. We can't do it. I crashed and burnt that one night. But you know what? It always take a motherfucker to bring some old shit up. Hey, what do you say? Well, you got to bring up old shit. All right, so I mean, shit, y'all know how we do it. Y'all know we get down with the get down. We kick it and chill. Now I'm gonna ask y'all before we even get into it. Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest? Anything they want to talk about?
Yeah, I wish Lacan Pfeiffer was sitting here in his
Santa
what? Claus suit.
I didn't hear what you said. Wait a minute. What did you say?
Lacan Pfeiffer. I was just watching him with his little Santa Claus suit on. I sit on his lap, tell him what I want for Christmas.
Now,
what movie?
Now, hold on now. I was told that I do kind of favor Mekhi Pfeiffer a little bit, so.
Mekhi?
Yeah, I'm Ice Cube. You know what? See, I wish we had the site still up, because I had a picture with me and Mekhi Pfeiffer, and actually, a lot of people said I kind of favored him. I don't see it, but a lot of people. Actually, my kids, their friends told them, like, they. one of my daughters was like, that her friend brought this picture to school and was like, "Is this your daddy?" And she said she looked at it and it was a picture of Mekhi Pfeiffer. She's like, "No, that's not my daddy." Like, but this looks just like
I gotta see that for myself.
Man, that's what I say. Oh, you know what? SinCityRadioShow.com coming back real soon. And like I said, we're gonna get it. I mean, it was it was so funny because we actually had like the same color jacket on and everything. And it was just like I kind of put the pictures next to each other just to see. But I didn't see it, but a lot of people.
You know what? Wait, let me take that back. I can see it in your younger days, after the curl. But I can see it.
Did you say the curl? You did not just say the curl.
I knew you was going to pick that up, but yeah, after the curl. But I can see it a little in your younger days.
Okay, now we should
play
the bus
out.
Here we go. We should play the bus out game because I've been knowing sexy since we was kids. Sexy, you had your curl way longer than I did, so we're not gonna go there about that curl.
You want me to bust out the song?
You know what? Go to hell.
All right, Kaz, I'm gonna leave it alone. But
you know
I can
what?
See it.
Really?
I can see some similarities.
Oh my gosh, she's about to. You know what? That's okay. That's okay. We're not going to. You know what? Go to hell, you. You go to hell with that damn song.
You said we was going to have some fun.
Yeah, that ain't fun. I ain't like that damn song. That was worse than the Lego Maniac shit.
You the one brought it up. I had forgotten all about the song.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, I mean, like I said, anybody got anything they want to bring up, anything they want to talk about? I mean, shit, it's Wednesday. We opening the mic up to whatever, long as old girl don't call, because we're not trying to hear that shit no more. I don't want to hear nothing about her boyfriend and that threesome that they were supposed to have, that they didn't have, that they should have had, but they don't understand why it didn't happen. I don't want to hear that no more.
Oh, wait, okay. That just threw me, but, ooh.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got a question. Let's talk about, let, let's talk about the ladies. We gonna get on the ladies right now. Ladies, now, let's just ask this question. And I'm going to ask this question because sexy, it's been put out there. You know what I'm saying? The thing about people and the genres that the cliques we run in, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to your website, I mean to your page. You know, I love your page. Your page is hot. Your page get it going. You know what I'm saying? But now, on your page, you have some hot topics going. I'm not going to say. You know what? Now, today, it was one that I seen. And I don't know her name. I ain't going to say. Well, you know what? She called in KK. And she had this thing about the men cheating and all that stuff. Well, like I said, you have. Yeah, that was on the other day. Yeah, and I mean she went on and on. And she said something about women, you know, us as men, we get away with more than women do. And you know, it's like, you know, if a man do some cheating, he get praised. But a woman do some cheating, she get frowned upon. And she was like, she don't think that's fair. Okay. Now, just with that being said, I'm going to say this. The reason why y'all get frowned upon, because I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack from, the fellas about this one. Us as men, what do y'all already say? We ain't shit, right? I'm going to fuck out. Men ain't shit. Ain't that the overall saying of it? Men ain't shit. Even if you be like, got a good man with shit, that motherfucker man gonna be a man. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now, and this is just my definition of it. The reason that a woman gets frowned upon when they say if they do some cheating and all that, is because y'all are. We put y'all in a higher, y'all on a pedestal to us, you know. Women, a real man, let me just say this, a real man puts a woman on a pedestal, you know.
Well,
explain
that to me, because if we're placed on a pedestal, saying these are for guys who cheat too, are these for guys who cheat?
I'm saying in general, the reason that y'all probably looked at, and like I said, this is just my opinion. The reason that y'all y'all get frowned upon if y'all cheat is because society puts women on pedestals. Like, if I'm dealing with you and I'm dealing with you like this, like, you know, like you my girl,
mm-hmm.
I put you on a pedestal, you know. I'm not going to think, this is my thought process, I'm not going to think nothing negative about you because you're mine. And because
mm-hmm.
you're mine, I put you on a higher, what they call it, a higher anarchy than what I would be on.
Mm-hmm.
Us as men, yeah, we, and I'm not going to say that it's right, but this is what we do. We put ourselves like, we men, we ain't shit, which we shouldn't do that, but we do anyway. But when it comes down to, like, if I look at you and, I mean, if you, like, you know, if I'm feeling you and I'm feeling you to the utmost, yes, I automatically put you on a pedestal. I don't think nothing negative about you. I don't. Now, I don't know how all women think, but I know a lot of women be like, okay, I love him, but he ain't shit. You know, he a man.
But,
he did what he gonna do.
But we don't think that until after things have occurred. It's not like women don't just get into no relationship and fall in love with a man, and the first thing she think is, oh, this motherfucker ain't shit. Then that's the case, she would have never got with him in the first place.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I mean, things happen during the relationship that gets women to the point to say, you know, that motherfucker ain't shit or whatever. And then hell with the pedestal. I'm gonna cut all them legs off the pedestal.
I got to disagree with. I got to disagree with that one because
I
mean, you might not. We might not do nothing. I mean, like you said, it do call. I mean, I just think that women be like, okay. I've heard women say this, like, yeah, he a good dude, he did see that, but it's just something about him. I don't know, I ain't ready to trust him yet. Now, men, if a man like you, he's gonna trust you right off the bat. He is. He's gonna be like, oh, that's my baby, that's my boo, that's my sweetheart. He's gonna trust you right off the bat. There will be no, well, yeah, I like her, but, man, you know how bitches are. Bitches ain't shit, you know, so fuck that bitch. No, a man's not going to do that. A real man's not. Nah, you got some old sometime-ass niggas that's going to be, you know, he want to be your man one minute, then he don't want to be your man, then he want to be your man, then he don't want to be your man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But a real man, he's... Go ahead.
I guess I don't understand because even if, I mean, I'm not saying all men cheat or whatever. What I'm saying is even though some men put their woman on a pedestal, some of them still cheat. So what's the purpose of putting the woman on the pedestal? If you feel you can still do what you want to do and she not, you know what I'm saying?
She's
not going to do it. I don't understand that.
All right, well, let me try to break it down to you. I got to try to break it down to you.
Okay.
Now, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying that we don't, you know, we don't, I mean, how can I put this? A man, and like I just said, and us as men, we got to stop doing this. But the first thing we do is we be like, okay, we ain't shit. I mean, a man will tell himself that he ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't shit, but I got my boo. I got my baby, you know. You know, and self-worth means a lot. So when you sitting there saying that I ain't shit and you know, you like, well, damn, I ain't shit, but I got this lovely, beautiful woman that's here bagging me up or doing this or doing that. That's when it's like, okay, well, I put you on a higher pedestal than me because I think you're better than me. You know, a lot of men, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of men be feeling like they don't even deserve the women that they got.
So is it just a form of intimidation? I mean, the pedestal is, from a religion aspect of it, a woman is the highest. A lot of people don't realize that. A woman
highest. Whoa.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
I'm just saying. I thought it was supposed to be God, man, and a woman.
No, I'm just saying as far as man and woman. As man and woman, the woman is the highest. A man is supposed to cater to the woman. And if you want to say put her on a pedestal, yeah, you're supposed to put her on the highest pedestal. I mean, and if it's based off your insecurities, a woman is the one that puts the man where he needs to be in life. You know what I'm saying? And it's a misconception because we look at men as men.
Okay.
But I think that's where you're going at with it. But as far as, like, the cheating and stuff is involved, I mean, cheating is going to occur. Hopefully, you know, it don't. Hopefully the two people can, you know, if a woman, like you said, a woman is frowned upon about it. My thing is the woman is the bigger person. She's supposed to be. And if she got to cheat, why cheat? Just leave.
Okay.
You know, you want to get back at somebody because they cheated on you? That's tit for tat now? Childish.
True. And you know what? I give you that one. I will give you that one. And I will even go as far as saying that I have been that childish person. I have been that person that's like, oh, you cheated on me? Okay. I got your motherfucking ass. And I'm going to fuck your best friend. I have done it. I've done it. I am not going
to
lie to you.
So did that make you feel better at the end? Oh, I got her back. I mean, come on now, really?
Nope. Because you know what? And I'm going to tell you this. And strictly as a man, I thought it was, but then I looked at her and was like, this didn't even work out. I mean, granted, I never told. Hope ain't nobody listening right now because my motherfucking phone gonna get blew the fuck up. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, it wasn't even worth it. It wasn't even worth it to do it.
My point exactly. I mean, if you feel like you gotta cheat just to get back at somebody, I mean, that's too much energy. That's too much negative energy. Why would you waste your time doing that? Trying to, you know, pay somebody back. You're supposed to love this person. And a person treats you exactly how you let them treat you.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true. But then, like I said, we us as men, we don't look at all that. We don't. And you know what? Us as men, we got this motherfucking and we got this about us. And I will go as far as to say that tomorrow, y'all going to have to archive the show because I will not repeat this again. But we do have this about us that we get to the point where we just like, you know, we do so much fucked up shit. And, you know, and it's like we really, like, us as men, we don't know how to. Well, I'm not going to say every man, but I'm going to use myself as an example. If you come from a lack of love, and when I mean a lack of love where that affection wasn't shown, we get so fucking fucked up that we don't know how to show the love back, you know, that we do dumbass shit.
Variables are taken in consideration. You take in all that thing, your lifestyle, the way you were brought up. You take in consideration all those things.
Just a minute, hold on before you finish that. I got a question for you, but we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey, everybody. This is Selena. What's up?
Hey, Selena. God damn, where you been?
You said what?
I said, where you been, baby?
Sleep, shoot. You come on so late, shoot.
Oh, here we go. God damn, boy.
How you doing?
I'm good. I was trying to be happy until you like, you know, you all got to come on loud and like an old grid.
I'm sorry, I'm at work, I'm tired, shit.
Man, baby, when do you ever get off? Can I borrow some money? Cause, like, I know you didn't stack much money now.
You sure can borrow some money. You got to sign it fast.
I know you finna put 50 cents on the dollar, so I ain't fucking with you.
Shut up.
I already know you finna put 50 cents on the dollar. Now, I see you chimed in, Selena. So, is there anything you want to say about what we're talking about? Or you just coming in?
I was just coming in. I was trying to listen, but you know, you talk so fast when you think you're trying to make a point.
Selena, I swear to God, if me and you didn't grow up together, literally, I got to tell y'all that. Me and her grew up together, so that's the only reason why I don't fuck her up, because she always got some fucked up shit to say.
I'm just saying, you get to this certain pitch in your voice when you're trying to make a point. But go ahead, I want to know what you're talking about.
I forgot. You made me actually what the fuck I was saying. And she the only motherfucker that do it. Every time she get on the phone, I'd be like, what the fuck
you
am I talking about?
You know what that means? You know what that means? Because it was some bullshit.
I mean, you aggravate the fuck out of me. That's what that means. You fucker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, buddy.
Now, you know what? Quit calling me buddy. Cause I heard what that really means.
What it means?
I don't know. We get back on that.
You know, I ain't with this lingo these days. I just be saying some stuff and I don't be knowing what it means.
I know. That me too.
Whatever.
But not. Shut up. But I mean, you know what? Selena always get me baffled. I'll be like, damn, what the
fuck? Sorry. I'm sorry.
Sexy, what was I at? I know you was listening to me.
I don't know. You were trying to prove a point.
What point was I trying to prove?
I mean, I cheated in almost every relationship I've been in, but whether I've been calling, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Wait a minute.
Where did that come from?
Wait a minute. Did she just say I cheated in every damn relationship I've been in?
I love her.
Damn.
It ain't cheating unless you're married.
But you know what? I'm not even gonna say I did it to get them back. You know what? If I'm in a relationship and I'm saying to myself, okay, I'm gonna make this work. It's gonna be me and him. And now he go out and see. In my mind, even though you haven't said it to me, oh, we in an open relationship.
Okay.
Oh,
unspoken.
Okay. So in my mind, I could do what I wanted to do anyway, because that's just in my nature. I'm gonna just be honest. It's just in my nature to do it.
And
so
it's nothing wrong with that.
And I'm
I didn't mean to press that.
Yeah, your ass drunk.
I swear to God, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not mean to press that. Go ahead and finish what you were saying, but you said you cheated in every relationship.
I said in just about every relationship I've been had. Yes, I have.
You do know it. You do know this airs like this goes nationwide. You do know that, right? I mean, the motherfucker be like, I know I heard that voice some motherfucking way before. Wait a minute.
But you know what that is? That's like, she said, it's an unspoken thing. So it goes to question, like, she don't believe in forced monogamy. And that's a big question with everybody now.
Yeah.
So if it's not forced, hell, like she said, she can do what she want to do. And if it's unspoken words, that's why she do it, because it hasn't been talked about. A lot of people don't talk about it.
You know what I'm You got to use the words. Forced monogamy. This is Sin City. Motherfucker ain't cheated. It's something, bitch. She's so intelligent with it. You have to.
Because it's a form. I mean, it's just something people don't talk about. Like she said, even though they don't talk about it, she feel like she can do what she want to do. That's a form. I mean, come on now.
You know what? And it's an unwritten law that if I catch your ass cheating, I'm going to put my foot in your ass.
Well, you need to communicate. If it's unspoken,
when you feel that Timberland hit your ass, you know, here go the motherfucker. We're going to communicate right now.
Oh, wow. Here you go.
I feel like if I tell a person something over three times and you're doing the totally opposite and I'm breaking down to you what it is and what I'm expecting and you still fucking up, you can't possibly be that stupid. So, hey, every man for themselves.
Exactly.
Or you can go.
All right, Selena, let me ask you. Now, I'm going to ask
you a
question.
Don't ask me no questions. You talking about nationwide and shit. Nah. Nah, okay.
Come on now. Come on.
I got shit to do.
I'm bullshit aside now. You know you my girl. I mean, we've been around each other forever. I ain't saying no names. Y'all motherfuckers been through the trials and tribulations. And y'all have.
Yeah.
I mean, I done seen the good, the bad, and the ugly with y'all. I mean, literally, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, what keeps that going? What keeps that going?
The liquor store down the street to stay open the street. I'm just being honest.
Oh, man, y'all.
I mean, you know, we have fun. We do have fun, but and
you
I
know
think
what?
Neither one of us want to grow up.
And you know what? I got to honestly say, y'all are like the funnest couple I ever seen.
I know.
And
everybody
I mean,
be like, I just want to record y'all. What the fuck? Even the kids
man,
crazy. They didn't talk
y'all,
crazy.
Right. The kids crazy. Y'all crazy. Y'all like the funnest couple I ever seen. And it's like, and I didn't see these motherfuckers get mad at each other. And when I say mad at each other, I'm talking about mad at each other. And I be like,
okay.
Damn. And no, but I'm serious. It's like, but when y'all motherfuckers together and y'all on that same accord, can't nobody break y'all.
Yeah.
Nobody. Not, and I mean, I'm talking about, I'm going to say from mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, aunties, cousins, can't nobody break
you're
these
right.
two. These motherfuckers.
Right.
And when they go, but when these motherfuckers go, they go hard. But ain't nobody
you know,
break
I like to hit below the belt.
Yeah, and these motherfuckers, yeah. When I say they air each other out, these motherfuckers air each other out. And I might, and I've been there, and I be looking at him like, dog, did you just hear what she said? He be like, man, that bitch crazy. And she... You know what I'm saying? And she'll be like, yeah, you know I'm crazy, motherfucker. And they would kiss each other. I'd be like,
shut up, Zach.
Right? Hey. I'd be like, damn, he just said this bitch crazy. Nah, sexy. Because the motherfuckers come to you and be like, yeah, this bitch crazy. And you would give, can I say you, yeah, this bitch crazy, and you can give me a kiss?
I have to ask him, my trigger. Finger get to my gun, so I don't play that. Mm-mm. No, you absolutely right.
But now, in the same regard, now she'll say the same shit. Fuck that bitch ass nigga. He ain't shit. That motherfucker be like, yeah, all right, boo, and we'll kiss her. Like I'm like, I'm like, these two are the craziest motherfuckers I ever seen in my life.
We grew
but
up a little.
Some things work for people.
Hey, this is, I got to get, Selena, I got to tell you, y'all are the true definition of Bonnie and Clyde. Y'all motherfuckers, boy. Hey, them motherfuckers,
I'm
when they
you
love.
Out there.
I mean, I love it, though. I love it. I mean, when y'all love. When y'all hate. But, hey, shit, that's Bonnie and Clyde right there. Shit, them motherfuckers, hey, what I love about them most is that, regardless of how many fights, fuss, feuds they get into it because they get into it. They don't get into it because another motherfucker then spent them. That's what I love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm like, how the hell y'all keep that? I mean, because I've been seeing y'all motherfuckers argue. I've seen y'all fuss. I didn't see y'all fight. But it's because y'all argue, fuss, and fight. It ain't because what another motherfucker then started. That's what I'm talking about.
It's because we just cool off. I got to cool off because I do have a habit with my mouth. I learned to cool off. We're not that bad anymore.
Yeah, you do talk a lot. I'll be like, shit, motherfucker sitting there drinking it. Well, you can, motherfucker, hey, motherfucker, get the fuck out.
Oh, what? It doesn't matter.
We
got to
get out
of here.
Oh,
what? Because I don't care. You
wow.
Know what? You're making me sound real crazy right now. But I don't care.
I'm saying y'all like to
because if I need a certain amount of attention and I ain't getting it at the moment, as do ye, then I'm gonna say what's in my first thing come off my head. But you know, it works. We cool. But we don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We just try to keep it tight for the kids. You know, to keep it fun and not be like our parents so serious all the time. And I keep it 100. I really think I'd be a little hard on the boys, but hey, life is hard, shit.
You do be hard on the boys, though.
I definitely do, because life is hard. And when they grow up and go out my door, whatever woman they going to get, they going to say, damn, she raised that Negro. He don't need me, but he needs to be there as a man, not nobody I got to take care of, or, you know, who ain't got my back, going to leave me with a baby, because they know mama going to have their feet 3 feet away from their ass. So, you know, it works, because what I say goes at the end of the day.
I love about
him. He like it, though. He like giving me my way. And
hell
I like
yeah,
that about
he like it. This motherfucker 20 years in, shit, hell, he loved it.
Shit go smooth when it's my way. Now, when he want to put his tooth in and rock his way there, that's when the bullshit go. Like I be telling him, as long as you listen to me, we cool. It'll be all right. I always got your best interest at heart at the end of the day, whether I like him or not.
Let me ask y'all
this. Just like
this.
If we was to break up, we would always be friends. You know?
You motherfuckers been broke up 122 times, and y'all still right back together.
Oh. We were on a break. We were.
Oh, y'all
on
a break. Okay. All
right,
now,
we on a break right now.
And okay. But let me ask y'all, who's the smartest, men or women?
Women, hands down.
Alright, and I knew y'all would say that, but give me a reason why.
No, it just depends on the situation. I mean, men had they strong points and women had their strong points. Women had their weak points, men, you know, you just gotta be with somebody who's gonna, you know, be compatible with your weaknesses and your strengths. So it depends on who you with. You can be with a dumb motherfucker and then you the strong one. And then you could be with a strong man and you know you can have your weaknesses. So I'm not gonna say all women are the smartest. I think we make better choices, yeah. But if sometimes if we listen to a dude, they have some common sense. We act off of reactions and our feelings. Men, like, they not detailed. So I just think it depends on the situation who the smartest.
Okay,
you know
good night, honey.
You know what? And coming from Dr. Phil right there, that motherfucker gets some Dr. Phil type answers, don't she? She don't never. Hey, y'all ever notice that sexy, with a name like sexy, you think
it's not
like,
Dr. Phil, it's a political answer. I'm never going to say yes or no. I just know
right.
How to answer around the question.
And that's how Dr. Phil do. God damn it, shit.
No, it's
that's
President
exactly
Obama.
That's what Dr. Phil do. But, I mean, okay, like, you have women that's like, okay, you know what, let me ask you this. I'm for the switch.
Because I know some dumbass women. Shit. So,
yeah, because I was going
to
say that. You're very right, because I know I'm going to speak from experience. Like, I have a little cousin. I want to say her name, but she's dumb as hell. But she dumb, and her dude is not. You know, he holds it down. And like I tell him every day, you know, you have to treat her as she's a child, because she is a child at heart. I say, you get you some money, you go to the damn candy store like you 5 years old instead of, you know, going to wash clothes and stuff. He come home after a 16-hour day, and, you know, he got to clean up and cook. You know what I'm saying? That's not cool. And it's a lot of women that have snatched this young fella up. He's 29 years old and got a damn good job. I know he hated he got you pregnant, but, you know, like I told him, if you know how to play, you know, and this is my blood cousin, you know, just treat it like a kid, you know. Write her a little list every day, Danielle, when you get up. I said the bitch night. You know, clean up, wash dishes, do whatever. I said she'll do it because you know what I'm saying? And I called him 2 weeks later. I said, did you leave enough? Like, are they going to say, man, what the hell is wrong with her? I was like, I told you, it's okay. You know, I'm going to smoke a lot of crack with her. And, you know, just do her like that and just keep it going. Tell her every day, wash the baby up. When you get up, first thing you do, wash the baby up. You won't have to wear, you know what I'm saying, a little stuff that a lot of girls don't know. That's why I be telling my guy all the time, like, you're lucky to have, you know, a woman with an old soul, because a lot of women don't even know, like, little simple stuff, but makes a big difference. And, you know, my cousin's, like, the prime example. And, you know, he's a really good guy. And, like, I told him, shit, he won't be around in the next 2-3 years. That I can bet, because she's never going to change. You know, she has a 7th grade education and a 3-year-old mind, so that don't work with him. I said, all you seen was this pretty little chick with a nice butt, and you didn't know she was dumb as hell. That, you know, whatever. That's just one of the cases that I know where, you know, a man is smart enough.
And you know what? That's some real shit because, you know, a lot of people would still try to be like, a lot of people would, like, well, a lot of females would be like, well, she's right. She's still right. And I mean, for you to just sit there and be like, well, man, yeah, you fucking up.
Yeah, I always tell her that. And you know her favorite words? I know. I'm like, well, damn, you've been saying you know ever since we was younger when somebody trying to tell you something. I said, and that's why you don't like to be around me, but you always want to tell your baby to me, and I don't touch dirty babies. And I'd be telling her, get your ass up. This man working all day. He shouldn't have to tell you to come home to no damn meal. That's ridiculous. He shouldn't have to come here walking on 50 pounds. That's disgusting, you know. And her favorite words, I know. And, you know, she thinks because she's so pretty. You okay, but shit, you don't even brush your damn teeth. So you ain't thank you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't that damn pretty. And not just be keeping it 100 with her, but, you know. And not just be telling, just leave her little notes like, hey, babe, hope you wash the dishes today. The stupid bitch will get up and do it. Just do it like that. She's close. She'll do it. And I'll be damn, she do it. I said, you can't stop doing it because then she gonna stop doing it. She's like that, you know. She's her mother's child. She want to be like that, you know. She thinks people owe her something, so she thinks she's so pretty. So I'm like, girl, please, everybody pretty here. That was the case. Everybody having them. Somebody,
you know what, and that's the one thing I try to teach my daughters. Like, just, you know, be your own person. Try to be your own person. Don't, you know, damn. If I, and I try to tell them constantly, you know, granted, I'm going to always be there for you, but I'm not going to always be here. It's going to be at some point in time where I'm going to leave. You know what I'm saying? God got a plan for all of us. You know, is that date coming. I don't know when it is. You don't know when it is. But that date coming. And God forbid that it comes, you know, sooner than later. But if it do come sooner than later, I want you to be able to say, you know, this is what he taught me. He taught me how to do this. You know, that's my biggest fear is that, you know, you're not going to put your best foot forward. You know,
right.
You know, and I got all daughters. I got daughters that's like, okay, I'm finna put my best foot forward. I got daughters that's like, well, shit, he gonna have to do for me. Them the ones I'm like, God damn,
no.
Girls. You know, and I mean, I got them in all spectrums. I do. I got daughters in all spectrums, and I'm sitting there looking at. Girl, come on, figure this out. Shit, goddamn.
They say something. What does that face say with a man with a lot of daughters? I forgot. I'm pretty sure
he got good dick.
Damn, no, they ain't said that. Because my daddy got 10 daughters.
Really? He was a long stroking mother. You already know I know your daddy's past, so shit. Hey.
Okay, I'm just saying, for real, though, they were saying something.
For real? Shit, I know
like
your daddy.
Karma.
See, okay, now.
He's gross, and I don't want to think of my daddy like that. I don't hear that.
I understand that, but see, hold on, y'all. We got to say this, that my family and her family's just been intertwined since, what, the early 70s?
Right.
Our family's been intertwined with each other since the early 70s.
Let's
so.
Make it clear, I was born in the late 70s. Don't put me in that category. But go ahead.
You know what, you but our family's been intertwined with each other since the 70s, so, you know, it's natural that me and her just talk shit to each other and see it. I heard about him.
He's gross.
I heard they called him Sweet Nick Willie.
And my sister wanted to go on the talk show and, you know, try to find all our siblings.
I'm not doing that either.
Because she don't know my daddy like that. He would cuss her out so bad if they say you won a car or something and he get on that show, he's gonna cuss you out like he never knew you. So I'm trying to tell him nice and glad. I don't think you want to say daddy on nobody's show.
Well,
because he's gonna
I'm gonna tell you like this. My old man passed, but before he passed, he wrote me this letter. He wrote me a letter and sent me all these pictures like, here's your siblings. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Yeah, I need you to find all them. Get them together. Get them together? Motherfucker, I thought it was only three of us.
Mm-hmm.
I bullshit you not. Before he died, I found all while he was living, I thought it was three of us. I thought it was three. And I thought about the, well, no, let me take that back. I thought it was four. Never in my life did I think it was 12. Motherfucker, I can't find all these goddamn people.
Okay. I ain't gonna find them shit.
Right. I'm like, dude, you gotta be kidding. Like, man, come on, man. I thought it was three.
Well, at least he got a list. My baby said, girl, I don't know shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
You nasty. No. I thought I had a spade fan. I had a three in a possible.
My daddy still making kids.
I was like, damn, okay, I got a three in the possible. But now, God damn it, what the fuck did these other motherfuckers, nine come from? Nine?
I know, I ain't on nobody's show.
And the first thing he told me is, well, you the oldest. Am I really? Shit, I ain't even the oldest. Well, I'm the oldest. He did tell me that. You know, you are the. And then, I'm going to tell you, this is the part to kill me. Junior. Nigga, stop calling me Junior. Motherfucker, I ain't no damn Junior. Shit, well, fuck it. Junior.
You are Junior.
Man.
I told you not a Junior.
Okay, you been knowing me how long? Have you ever heard me after the Junior?
No, but you are.
Don't call me Junior.
Oh, God, you sound like my brother. I ain't no Junior. Boy, shut up. Yeah,
God
you
damn,
are.
No,
it's
I'm
inevitable.
Not.
I mean, hey.
Yeah. I done took the
I
name over.
I thought I was the oldest, too. I know that's right.
I done took the name over. Fuck that. I ain't. You know what? We done delegated all the way from the old conversation.
Really? You always
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Me and Selena got issues. And I'm drinking shit, so.
I still never heard what it was about today.
I forgot.
That's a damn shame. We got a whole right here.
It was some shit Janine was talking about. She talking about she did it on every man she done had.
She what?
She cheated on every man she had.
I know. I like that in there.
Is that a bitch?
I never cheated. Out of all these years, I never cheated. Because, you know.
Did y'all hear a clear voice? Like, I'm lying.
Because I'm finna tell you, because cheating is really when you're married. That's how I justify, you know, if you're cheating. But I have not cheated. I have not cheated, and neither am I married, so therefore I never cheated, and I never, ever, ever will cheat.
Well, I can't say that, so I may cheat.
Like,
well,
I work that
so.
Back.
I was finna ask when them braids got pulled out, you wasn't cheating, you didn't get accused of cheating that night?
Yes. No, I got accused because somebody was listening on my conversation. Somebody went home braidless. It wasn't me.
All I know is I bought you a drink that night.
I know. Every time you went in the damn scene, I'm getting in trouble. Yeah, I forgot about that. You was part of it.
I wasn't part of shit. I just bought you a drink. He knew who I was. Shit. It wasn't me the reason you got beat up. It was.
Wait a damn minute now. I didn't get beat up, man.
No, you was banging back. I ain't going to lie. But, Miss Pimp, what's happening?
Yeah, man. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
All right. You know what? I always try to be quiet. But what I heard, I never cheated, and cheated is only for when you're married, and so therefore, never married, I had to chime in.
Man, how you feel about that?
Man. Are you serious?
I didn't say
it. It was a joke. Well, let me hear what you got to say. It was a joke because I don't really care. I mean, you know, like, I mean, I have not cheated, and I don't think it's cheating if you're not married. although I said it in a justly way, but it's kind of sort of how I feel. This day and age, I mean, with the guys that's out here, I mean, all these traps throwing it at them, I mean, you know, it's like almost close to, they ain't going to cheat, because it's getting through at them 24/7, so, I mean, if you call it that, then, I mean, I don't think twice. What I'm saying is I'm not putting too much into a relationship with a man these days. I'm more or less putting a relationship with me. So.
Okay.
Now, what you were saying?
Chime in, Miss Phil.
I mean, to each his own. I just, like, I was just curious if you were serious. Wow. I'm all done. I mean, so I guess you just don't believe in a committed relationship.
Yes, I do.
It's not committed if you ain't
married. I definitely believe in committed relationships if it's two that's committed to each other.
Exactly.
If it's one person that's trying to work on a relationship and ain't working, but you're not ready to leave, then, you know, it is what it is. And cheating to me is not necessarily having sex or nothing. I think that talking on the phone to a woman is cheating. I think that kissing another woman and all this is cheating. So, I mean, that's just me. Just like I still say that it's not cheating if you're married. But I still say, you know, some people think that talking on the phone and having, you know, intimate conversations with the opposite sex while you're in a relationship is not cheating. I think it is.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if I walk through the door and you holding the phone in one hand and you rubbing your pussy on the other, I'm kicking your ass.
I would be freaked out.
Damn.
That would freak me out. You better run.
I walk in that motherfucker talking about, God damn, baby, my back hurting. It's been
oh Jeff.
Yeah.
You watch too much porn, brother.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you. If I walk in the door, I'm going to tell you.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Jeff, she's going to have to call you right back. She's going to have to call you right back because I'm going to beat her ass. I done dropped my drink fucking around listening to Selena, that crazy ass.
Well, of course you can do that if you're married to the person. Of course you can do that.
I don't give a fuck about that. If I ain't married, look here, I'm going to tell you like this. I hear the shit that y'all talking, but no. Selena, I see that you're back, but
hey,
I got to tell you.
That crack.
Selena, I see you back, but I got to tell you, if me and you in a relationship, and you walk in there and you hollering, old Jeff, and y'all, well, we just having phone sex. It wasn't nothing serious. Yeah, okay. It's not nothing serious.
Yeah, you don't catch me doing that.
Oh.
Why you so violent?
I ain't shooting. I ain't going to shoot you, but I am going to. That motherfucking light fixture up there ain't going to be no good.
And right, it's cheating, right?
In my eyes as well.
Oh, everybody think everything is cheating here. You can't do that no more.
Oh, Lord, can't do that.
Let's jump from a motherfucker. Now, y'all got to come on now. This couple of motherfuckers who just sit there. I mean, I hate to beat the old horse, as they say, but this couple of motherfuckers who then sent the motherfucker over there. Hey, baby, I want to do. Girl, I got to work over tonight. Go on over there and fuck them.
That's deep.
Man, and that right there, that goes down in the. Man, I'm going to tell you like this. You would have not divorced me.
Whatever.
Shit.
Really?
Baby.
How you going to tell somebody they're not going to divorce you?
Nigga, you sending me pussy? What the fuck am I going to divorce you for?
Mm-hmm.
You are not walking away. You be, hey, mm-hmm. I'll be tapping on that motherfucker with the rain. You know how that motherfucker with the rain pouring down? and they outside your window and he tapping on that with the gun. Tap, 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 tap. You see me?
What is wrong with you?
Look here, man. I mean, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna tell you what's wrong with you. Any motherfucker to give me threesomes like that, I'm not fucking it up. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting at home, and I call, not Selena, now take your mind now. I call you and say, hey, hello? Yeah. Old girl just called and said, you said that she can come over? Yeah, I'm at work, and she ready to fuck, and I'm at work, so I can't make it. So go on the fucking, send her on home. I'm gonna look at this phone like, hello?
You gonna be trying to read me area and shit.
You're not going nowhere. This is what you, this is the love you give me. Yeah, man, we ain't going nowhere. I would tell you, you did hear what that motherfucker said, right? Well, who said? The preacher, to death do us part. Come on, man, this motherfucker, and I mean, see, he couldn't have had, I'm going to tell y'all, I got an insatiable appetite for sex. So, for you to sit there and be like, and then I can actually sit here and say, wait a minute, baby, don't go nowhere, because she'll be home in about another hour. Fuck it, come on, we go, I'm going to fix you a hamburger or something. Hey, baby, you home. Look who's still here. Y'all go. Shit, come on. Now, all right, Janine, let's just say that night, he's kept her there that night till you got off work. You wouldn't have been mad, right?
I mean, I wouldn't, but he went to her place.
He what?
He went to her apartment in Costco. We had kids in the house, so. Only time she would come over to our house. If it was late at night after kids go to bed, we'll sneak in the bedroom.
Right. So I'm saying, so you called her, you called him and was like, well, yeah, go on over there and fuck her, and I'll meet you back home at 12.
Yeah, I said I'll be home after I finish my training at work.
And I'm going to tell you, this would have been my sound.
I'm going.
Come on, man. All right, now come on, now, hold on, y'all. Now, let's just talk about this. Let's be real about this. I know this is a fictional idea because us as men, we won't do that. But just imagine if a motherfucker that y'all wanted to fuck. I mean, he like, man, well, go on over there and fucking, you know, you can go on and fucking, and this motherfucker giving you the green light to go fucking. But I'll be home about 12. Just meet me back at the crib.
Hell no, I wouldn't even want no nigga to let me do some shit like that.
Okay, we live, I mean, we're talking from a
I'm
fantasy.
I'm saying me. I'm talking about for me.
I'm just saying from a fantasy point of view. A fantasy point of view.
Nigga, then you say be honest. Nickel. Nickel.
Okay.
No, because I would be scared. If you let me go that easy with the guy that I got here, man. Well, okay, you said speaking from a fantasy. My bad.
I'm just saying from a fantasy point of view. That's all. I mean, you know, of course, there ain't no nigga gonna let you do it. I be goddamn.
That's just what makes in a fantasy.
Well, baby, Troy called the other day. Okay, yeah. And he sent me this dick pic, and it looked real nice. Yeah, well, shit. I mean, I know he been wanting to fuck you for about 2-3 weeks now, so go ahead. Yeah, all right. Not happening.
But
not happening.
But you know what? Okay, let me say something real quick. we was chilling with this couple one night. I hope she ain't listening, but we was chilling with this couple one night, and she told her guy, you know, I told him I want to have a threesome with him and another guy. He was like, that shit ain't going to never happen. She said, what did she say? Well, I done already told you, so you know what that means. He was so mad for the rest of the night. How would you with a twister? And you know me and our dude, we both looked like Trump, like, man, this is crazy. I wouldn't even pull that one. I'm like, damn.
When the words have been spoken.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, God. This is crazy.
You know what? I'm going to give me a pack of squares.
You said what?
I'm going to give me a pack of squares.
Now, okay.
Now, Selena, that you know you ain't never seen me smoke a cigarette a day in my life, right?
No.
So when I tell you, she said that, and I looked at you and said, hey, I'll be back. I'm going to go get a pack of squares. Y'all do know y'all finna take the tone, right? I'm gone.
We was looking crazy, like, oh, my God, kicking each other's shit under the card table. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't need to pull it out. We're not even joking because I know he's ignorant. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to get me a pack of squares. I'll be right back.
Right. So that means basically she's going to do it, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. And that means I'm for the. Now, when you pull up, I don't know what took him so long to get back. His car, there's his car right there in the drop. What the hell is all that stuff in the front porch? Oh, that's your shit.
Hey, back where you going? That ain't my shit.
That's your shit right there. I bet you gotta go.
For real, that was just too much for me. I don't even know how we got on that subject, but I know ain't no threesome popping off my way. So.
Yeah.
You say ain't no threesome popping off your way?
People think that we got down like that, but nope. No. I'm too greedy. Oh, I ain't going. I know he's indulged, but not with me.
That'd be my opportunity to get some rest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Damn.
All that rocking and shit, I'll be falling right asleep.
High-fiving her ass, huh? High-fiving her big girl, bitch. Like, what the hell
are you
doing, girl? Girl, yeah.
Right.
Boy, that would be like the craziest thing in the world, a motherfucker having a threesome and your old lady fall asleep. I don't do what you're going to do. Shit, I'm going to bed. Okay. Good night. This bitch says she's 3 months pregnant. You remember that night she fell asleep? Well, I forgot to pull out. You weren't that away. You didn't tell me to pull out, so I forgot.
Oh,
like that's on you. Shit.
Exactly.
Remember that night when I participate? I ain't participating in that shit either. That's on y'all. You better have these bills paid, my bills. You better have your share of the bills in this bitch.
Reagan on no key, so it's time for us to sign this divorce paper.
Okay.
That ain't fair.
That is fair.
That ain't fair. That, you know,
that means your pull-out game is weak.
You ain't never supposed to be coming in. And now, if I just did my investigation and I know and I feel you cheating her tools pad or something, then, you know, I don't know. That might be a little different.
Right. Now, I will agree with that part. I will agree with that part. Like, well, shit. Hey.
I beat both of y'all the fuck up. How about that?
Well, you told me the bitch was neutered. Shit.
It don't matter. I beat the shit out of both of y'all. That's why I can't have no threesome.
You know what? I heard somebody was like, they will participate in the threesome, but if it came down to day man, they couldn't do it because they like they bust out crying like, you pumping her harder than you pump me. I'm like,
Did you lick her 18 times? You only hit me with like 11, bitch. Get your
bitch. That's exactly what she said. She's like, you pumped that bitch 43 times and you only pumped me 39. No, fuck that. I said, man, is a motherfucker crazy? You actually said that count the pump?
That's me. That's me.
That's why
men
be scared to do the threesome. When you do it, you don't want to do it right. What the fuck are you trying to do better than her? That's embarrassing to me. Now you embarrass me. I just told the bitch, you gonna fuck the shit out of her. Here you is. You give her these little small ass pumps. The fuck is going on? Embarrassing the fuck out of me. Shit.
He ain't even taking no boost, though. He ain't taking no boost, though. He just pumping like, you know, like every pump he looking up at you.
Who's that?
Is she getting mad?
If you're doing that, ain't no point in having a threesome.
It's coming.
You about to get one, but you never do.
Talk a good game, then you sober up. Then like, shut the fuck up, talk to me about some damn threesome, punk.
You know, I was talking to old girl the other day. Yeah. And that's all you got to do. That's all you got to do to a nigga. I was talking to old girl the other day. For real? Mm-hmm. I got to put my best game forward so I can try to get this threesome. Nigga, you ain't never getting it.
Right. And, you know, niggas, you know, dudes got to be careful asking for threesomes because it can quickly turn into a twosome. Then I'd be stupid.
You know what, man? My thing is this, man. I mean, shit. I had no problem with that.
You don't have a problem with when you're over there watching them two humping and buffing and your balls over there damn near blue. You're going to have a problem.
No. Somebody's going to be a victim of date rape that night. You're not going to hump in my face, kid. You out your motherfucking mind. Now, that's what you want. And I wish a bitch would tell me, hey, look here. You need to go sit over there and wait until you. I was mad.
You get the rug in her booty. She's like, ugh, gone. Ugh, gone.
They be like, Cass, let her go. I had that bitch in the sleep, but ho, what you thinking this is good? I had this bitch in a sleeper position.
You know what? You going to hell with gasoline drugs, or you ain't shit, Cass. You ain't never been shit. Man, you still
I got that bitch in a sleep. Man, that ho be so hot. That bitch be tapping out like a motherfucker, just hitting my arm. Yeah, go to sleep, bitch. Go to sleep. I don't know what you thought this was. Go to sleep, bitch. Man, I mean, my thing is this: a motherfucker coming in for a threesome not gonna dictate shit. No, especially if it's me and my lady, you're not dictating the motherfucker thing.
What if
we
your lady dictated?
Long as she know what the fucking plan is.
She's like, hold up, Cass, hold up. She wait, let her do this right quick.
Hold up.
And it comes 3 hours later.
Hold on, bitch. I done finished my drink now. I'm ready. Fuck you mean? Hold up. Now, you seen my cup get empty? Now, I might sit back and let y'all turn me up. Oh, look at that. Now, I crawl up in that bed, and this bitch push me back out. Move.
Mm-hmm.
Now all that lusting just turned to anger. Move. Wait a minute.
Okay, real quick.
Hey, now you grabbing me. Let her go. Let her go. I got this bitch in a sleeper position. Man, bitch, I'm choking this bitch out tonight.
Well, I'm like, take that shit outside.
Man, fuck what y'all talking about.
Hey, I feel good now. Shit.
Hell no. Ain't nobody feeling good if I ain't feeling good. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she ate me out there, shit.
Oh, nah, you can lose that feeling. Cause you better be talking real slick. You better be like, well, just go on, let him get it. Go on, let him get it. Because he tripping. He about to start. Hey, you would see it in my face. He should start tripping, girl. Go on, let him get some.
And plus, you don't bring nobody in here in there that's, if she ain't down, then take your ass home, shit. I don't need all that shit. If I just wanted a woman, hell, I would just be with a woman. Now, that's what the man is
about. Now, you know what this motherfucker plan was. It was a motherfucker threesome. This wasn't no twosome in one watch. Shit. This ain't a two plus one. Shit, this motherfucker threesome. That's what it's called, a threesome.
No, I heard that happen a few times ago.
Matter of fact, Janine said that she said it was a situation where the girl pushed dude out the way. Can you move? Shit, Janine, what you say he did? That's her ass. Let's go. That's right.
Oh, yeah, she was wrong for that one, though. He would got close to her on that bed. She was like, you could go out in the living room and wait.
What? Man. You can see me hooking that bitch by the back of her neck. Yep, sleeper time. What you say, bitch? What you say? Because not a ghost. She can't breathe. I know. I got this bitch.
That shit was so damn funny. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Hell yeah. He got me. He got one thigh, he's pulling the other thigh. Let's go. You had lost your motherfucking mind, bitch. You not finna even my woman out like that. You had lost your mind. And you better not say shit. You just better get up.
Nah, I just get up.
Exactly. Wait a minute. Let me talk to her. Ain't no talking to this bitch. This bitch is out of pocket.
Nah, then she was like, you ain't got to go.
Man, I'm gonna punch that bitch in her mouth. Who ain't got to go?
You ain't got to do what he say. Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
I'm at this bitch like, bitch, this my husband. What is you talking about?
Man, that bitch been unconscious. She's been laying in the hotel room hours. She's woke up the next morning. Take our time.
Oh, wow.
She was on for that. Then I had to go see her the next day at work. We just didn't even talk about that shit. I just looked at her like, oh, girl, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Girl, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm, man, fuck what you talking about, bitch.
You know what kills me, though? I don't know. Just like you say, oh, I'll never divorce a woman like that and all this and that. You know what? Is that why he's still reminiscing? Out the blue, he'll send me a text. Remember that hotel we went to in Gertie? No, motherfucker. Like, it's years
ago. I'm gonna put it out there, and I know this is a man's secret that I shouldn't put out. But goddamn it, if a motherfucker doing you like that, yes, you gonna be like, man, that's bullshit, man. This bitch, because you gonna try to find another motherfucker that at least come to that need. And she talking about, oh, I don't do that. Hell no.
Yeah, bitch. He ain't found one yet. I was like, he said something. That you and your man having lots of threesomes. I said, you ain't had one? No, not since you. Like, bitch.
Well, yeah, because this bitch talking about, you know, he done came to her like, yeah, well, you, ooh, that shit nasty. And he probably ran through six girlfriends by now.
Oh, well. Reminisce, goddammit. That's all you got is memories.
Shit, nigga sitting there talking about some shit. Yeah. What do you normally do? Well, shit, back in the day, shit, me and my ex, shit. She used to call somebody up right now. Oh, I don't do no shit like that. Yeah, all right, bitch, you need to go.
Shit. I need to go start doing that shit again. I used to get a lot of reward points and everything at hotels. I used to get free nights and every damn thing. Damn, I miss that shit.
All right. Miss Pimp, where you at?
I swear, Janine, I love you, man. I just got this absolute newfound respect for you, man. I'm going to learn some shit from you one day. I'm learning right now. I'm learning. Because I know, I mean, I had a threesome, but with two dudes, but I'm just trying to imagine a motherfucker saying, go the fuck out in the living room. I'm just trying to imagine shit like that in the middle of shit going down. What? Man.
Yeah, I mean, she was eating my pussy, and she was doing good, too. And so, you know how the man usually watch for a little minute until, you know, he feel he ready to jump on in and stuff. And she invited him. She knew he was coming. It wasn't no surprise or nothing like that. You know, she said he could come and all this, so I figured she was down. So she started eating me out, this and that, and then all of a sudden I think he got close to that motherfucker bed, and we at her house. He got close to the motherfucker bed. I guess he got too close. She was like, you can wait in the living room.
Oh, my God.
She talked to him like he was a child or something, like, motherfucker, they're like, take your ass out of here. Like, I was like, what?
Go to bed. I said go to bed. Go to bed.
I'm just saying,
go to bed.
Like, trying to imagine some shit like that. Wow.
I'm butt naked. I'm like, God damn. She done fucked my shit up. And I'm looking at him. I'm looking at him. I'm already, you know, because you know your guy. Y'all. You all, and that's the whole thing about doing threesomes. You always go, y'all together. That's y'all thing. It's you and him. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to say that you don't care about these women or nothing like that. It's just that it ain't about them. It's about me and him. And if you choose to come into our relationship and do something with us, then respect us. You know, respect our relationship. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
How you just gonna talk to him like that? And then think I'm you ain't got to go nowhere, like fuck him. Cause he shows like, get your clothes on, let's go. Like, fuck. I got
Yeah.
So, me and her still friends today, but yeah, we ain't never
gonna
happen again.
Hell no, shit. I'll be like, man, you better go and get you some business.
Oh, goodness. See, I have many stories. That ain't even, y'all ain't never even heard the tip of the iceberg on some of the shit we done did. But
I mean, but it's just like, God damn, the motherfucker just be, you know, for that to happen, it's like, wow, like, damn. You know, we done walked in this motherfucker. I'm geeked. I'm for the fuck two bitches tonight. Oh, yes, I'm happy. And you talking about some, you can go another room. Go another room? Bitch, I ain't 12.
But I was feeling what you were saying, Cass, because, I mean, I can imagine, I mean, for a guy to have a wife that is the beat to the beat like that, man, look, he be better off cutting off his left leg than trying to leave. You know what I mean? I mean, you, that is like probably the ultimate period, you know? And your wife is with us?
Yeah, she's telling me just go on outside for a minute. If you don't get your punk ass up, I'm finna break you. I'm finna go crazy in this motherfucker. I'm finna tear all her furniture up. go outside till I'm finished. Wait a minute. Who are you talking to, bitch? You lost your motherfucking mind.
Right.
And I'm glad you got up, because you'd have been like, well, just go on outside. I'll be out there in a minute.
Oh, no.
In a minute. Wait a minute. Shit. I'm finna start trying to fight people up in this motherfucker. Well, ain't nobody in here but me and her. Guess who I'm finna fight then? I'm finna fight somebody. Somebody finna get swung on. In the words of Father Time, shit, hey, that ain't riding. That is not riding.
Well, people just need to enjoy themselves. Sex is sex. That's all it is.
Hey, you know what?
You know, people always trying to put emotions and stuff into it. It's about having fun. It's about enjoying yourself. You only got one life to live. You might as well enjoy it.
And you know what? One time that I had one, and we had a big girl. You know,
mm-hmm.
It was twice. We had two big girls. One big girl, let me tell you, this motherfucker, I'm going to tell you. Now, I see the motherfucker first, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see the motherfucker, and I call my girl like, ooh. Shit, man, this mother gonna tell me I ain't coming home. No, motherfucker, yes, you are. You have to leave me with this motherfucker. And this motherfucker, man, it was just like, the motherfucker was so overly aggressive that it was just like, oh, Lord, please. It, you know, we was like, okay, we got a hill, fuck it, let's just do it and get this shit over with. It actually felt like a chore. It didn't even feel, it wasn't fun. It was a fucking chore.
Mm-mm.
Now, we had another one. And she's a big girl, too. But this motherfucker came, she's like, and you could tell she was self-conscious about herself. But she was like, fuck it, I'm finna have some fun. You know, she went in there, put her little lace and lingerie on. And, you know, shit. We had a good time. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. You know, we through with it. You know, but, you know, I'm not saying that one compares to the old girl that told him to go in the room, but, you know, the motherfucker, the third wheel, you pretty much just play your part. Don't try to be the aggressive one. Don't try to be the one that's there. I'm going to dictate the pace, because at the end of the day, shit, we running this, you know, and just have fun, enjoy the shit, enjoy it. Stop being all, you know, well, this got to be this way, and this got to be this way, and I want her this way, and bitch, you're not getting her that way.
And I make you feel so welcome. Buy you drinks, fix your drinks, so, you know, girl talk, I do all that. You know, it ain't no jealousy stuff happening. I ain't telling you, oh, don't suck a beat that way. Don't do this. Hell, bitch, suck them down. You know, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's all about enjoying it.
Right. Miss Pim, and I'm actually surprised you ain't never had you. I mean, I know you didn't have the two men, but you never thought about the women thing. I mean, the two women,
you know,
and one man.
Real talk, I think we had a conversation a while ago And I said, with me, there'd be so many damn stipulations that it wouldn't be fun at all. It would not be fun because, you know, it just wouldn't be fun. And
maybe
and
not with your man. Have you ever thought about it with somebody else?
Well, I'm saying just with a woman, period. You know, I know in my mind, I know that I could not participate like that. I couldn't. But that's my mind. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to go into it. Shit, man. Kind of like all in. But at the same time, and as selfish and crazy as it sounds, you know, I don't think that I would have a problem with a woman touching me. But I know that I could not touch a woman. I know that I wouldn't. Let's say that.
Okay, well, now, let me ask you something, Ms. Pell. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you didn't do the dominatrix thing.
Yeah.
Even if your master told you that you had to do it, you still wouldn't do it?
Uh-uh. I've not been placed in that position. Fortunately,
I mean,
I've not.
So what I'm saying is that you wouldn't be totally submissive to that to your master then, right?
He never brought it to me that way.
I mean, my thing is, if he did, and you know, y'all was doing the dominatrix type thing, then what he mm-hmm. says goes. So
that's
if he
true.
Told you, so if he told you this is what you got to do, I mean, don't you supposed to do whatever he tell you without no hesitation?
You're absolutely right. Yes.
So you said
no one understands
okay.
in that lifestyle, you know, it's a mind fuck. It really is. You seduce the mind, and that's where it starts. And so when you are a sub, you're open for whatever and waiting and wanting more. You know, I can tell you all day that I won't, but you know when you have a master, it's just there's none of that. It's just a mindset. It's just none of that. You so willing to please.
I guess we lost her. Maybe I'm following out.
I'm here.
I didn't hear that last part you said.
Yeah, no, I was saying that. It was never presented to me ever. So,
but I mean, my question is, if it was, and this is your master, would you did it with no hesitation?
I can honestly say probably absolutely without question or fail.
What?
I can honestly tell you absolutely without question or fail. Yes, I would have.
Okay. I mean, would you regret? I mean, would you feel like, okay, that was a regret? I mean, or you feel like, okay, this is all a part of what I do?
Because I haven't experienced, I can't answer that question. I've not been presented with that.
Okay.
So I don't know. You see what I'm saying? I've not been presented with that. Never.
So
I don't know. But I'm like I said, you know, when you're in the life and doing what you do, it's all of when you're a sub and you have a master, it's all about pleasing. You forget about self. You just do, and it's all about your master. It just is, and it was just never presented to me. I think had it been presented to me, like I said, without question or fail, I'd have done that. You know what I mean? So I can't say if I would have regrets or not. I'm not being presented with it to know.
Okay, well, next week I'm going back to my master mode. I'm going back to my master mode. All right, y'all, check this out. Yesterday, we got hung up on. They motherfuckers, Blog Talk was like they weren't trying to hit nothing else. I guess we just got too fucking wild for them last night. But they hung up on us last night, so. We're going to get up out of here at the proper time. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of people, they came and went, but I see a lot of people we got listening. So, Ms. Pimp, you got any last words before we get up off this show?
Yeah, I got to get back on my grind with y'all again. I love y'all. Love, peace, and happy grace, and I get with you next week.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, I have fun talking with everybody, and I will definitely be here next week.
Okay, that's what's up. And I'd like to thank everybody that called in, everybody that listened. And, oh, I'm going to just put this out here. Janine, I see that you're open for threesomes. I'm open for threesomes. And if anybody want to join us, we would love to have you all. Cincinnati Radio, baby. Cincinnati Radio. We're going to do this. It's a damn thing. And we're going to even make Miss Pimp watch. And we're going to make Miss Pimp join.
Yeah, and then she's going to be saying to her, man, I cannot believe I'm doing all this shit.
Right.
And it feels good.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I thank everybody for calling in. Y'all know we're going to do this the same bad time, same bad channel. Oh, you know what? I got to say a shout-out to my girl, Denise. I see her out there listening. How you doing? Hey, glad you called in. Like I say, y'all, Cincinnati Radio, this is what we do. We have fun. We act a damn fool. And like I say, we going to – matter of fact, Denise, you called in. I appreciate you. We're going to put you, me, and Janine, we're going to have that threesome thing. And we're going to make Miss Pimp join in, too.
Oh,
you joining in. You're joining in.
Yeah. I'm going to hold Janine's legs open while Denise handles her business. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, as long as I'm fucking somebody, I'm cool. I don't care. I'm going to kick back, and I mean, shit, when I feel my nut coming, I'm going to kick back and relax, and I'm going to finish my drink. Then I'm going to jump back in. All right, y'all. Because like I said, they cut us off yesterday. I guess they say, you motherfuckers. And I didn't even say nothing about this. Did I say anything about the pool pit yesterday?
No, you didn't.
Damn, so I guess you called us the last.
So.
Well, I'm on here, I'm going to tell you. Come on, let's go to CN City. Let's get some dick sucked. Let's get some pussies licked. All right, let me quit before they cut us off again. Cincinnati Radio, baby. Well, I'm going to hit y'all back next week, and please come back and join us because this is what we do. Cincinnati Radio, baby. All right, bye-bye.